BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Back in our normal slot in the afternoon, and this is Scott Mills with Monday's podcast. Emily, our Wimbledon ball girl, reports on the latest. Chris feels a little bit let down by his best mate, and we bring back the Instagram game. Sam Felt and Show Me Love on BBC Radio 1. Do you think that's going to be number one?
Well, I've just heard there's a very good chance that it might be. But, yeah. I mean, it's good and all. It's just, I don't know if it's quite number one ready. Is it?
It's because it's Show Me Love and people just love that song. I mean, I think it's a fairly average version.
Mm.
But people will love it. People love that song so much. Can we just have a moment to rewind on everything that happened last week?
Last week, it feels to me like a bit of a blur, and it also seems longer than a week. It felt like we did so much last week. I don't really know where we start.
So we went to Wimbledon on Friday. Chris wore his outfit that I got a personal shopper to choose for him last week. He was worried it was
too jazzy,
but it went down a storm. People were loving that, you know.
I know, but I think people were loving it in the same way that, you know, when you see pictures of dogs that have been dressed up.
No, it's not the same.
I felt a little bit pig and wig. No. I think people found it cute.
He is a pig and a wig.
Yeah.
Captain Conan. No, you looked great. And steal his style. Did you see the picture I sent you at the weekend?
Oh, yes.
Who else wore the same outfit?
Made my day.
40 of those.
Bruce
Forsyth wore the same outfit as you, the exact same colour. He was sat down in the Royal Box, so I don't know whether he was wearing the shorts to go with the suit jacket.
Yeah, because that's what made my one extra jazzy. It was the jacket and shorts combo.
A lot happened last week. And then you decided to just video bomb Carol's weather live on BBC One at Centre Court on Friday morning.
Now, because it's pretty busy here at Wimbledon. Oh, there's Chris from Radio 1. Hi, Chris. And then you can see, too, a lot of action on Centre Court this morning with the lawnmower. They've been cleaning the white lines and measuring them and everything else as well. The sun is beating down. Matches Chris's suit, actually. It's bright blue.
Yeah. The video for that's on the Radio 1 Facebook right now.
It's doing very well for itself, isn't it?
I mean, that was funny. Do you remember we were just messing around Centre Court, saw her doing the weather.
Right, go, go, like, go,
let's go.
There's Chris from Radio 1. Hi, Chris.
She can't be enthusiastic. Like, it's like impossible to be non-enthusiastic about anything. Everything is just so great, isn't it? I love Carol. Oh, how was the wedding with girlfriend's sister? How was it?
Probably shouldn't have said that.
Not this time of day. Like, when we were saying it at 6:30 in the morning, when you were calling her Bridezilla, then it was fine. But, like, it's 1:00 in the afternoon.
Anyway.
How was it?
Wedding was fine. It was all good. No, it was brilliant, actually. I had a right time.
Did you do a little disco?
I was doing the disco afterwards. Again, it was all fine.
Did you do requests?
I refused to take requests.
Yes. Was there a point where they were like, no cheese? And then an hour later, no one cared, and all the cheese
came. They loved the cheese.
Absolutely, they always do. But they always say, I don't want any cheese at my wedding. And then an hour later, on comes ABBA.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Klingande on BBC Radio 1. So many people wanting to know the upshot of what happened at the wedding. So it all went without incident, did it?
I think so, yeah. It was, it was quite an emotional night, let's just say. Mm. So but I think it all went fine.
Okay.
So I was entrusted with doing like a disco bit afterwards.
Were you the usher?
I wasn't usher, which of course was a massive honour.
Yeah.
But to be honest,
this is the girlfriend sister's wedding. If you were listening last week in the morning, you'll know that tensions were high, as they always are in the week before. But now, all good.
Yeah, now all good. Because in the week running up to that, there was all sorts of ridiculous jobs that needed to be done,
like putting stickers on something.
Oh, stickers on things, and apparently that was the most important thing in the world there and then. Needed to be done right there, right now.
What were you putting stickers on?
It was something called favors.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like these little things that you put on the table, like a small gift. It's like a small rubbish gift. That
yeah,
you
I've
give
seen
to
it on
every,
Don't Tell the Bride. Yeah, I've
every
seen it.
Guest.
Yeah.
I should say that it was a lovely gift, actually, and full of... It was M&M's, basically.
Oh, amazing.
In a little jar. And it was one of the loveliest things I've ever had.
Yes. No Ed Sheeran, obviously.
Ed Sheeran didn't turn up.
Was there any entertainment in the end?
Well, I did a small disco.
Right.
And there was a band on as well.
No headliner.
But no Ed Sheeran. Can we be careful about this? Because this is obviously... Right. The problem is we can all have a laugh right now, but then I have to see the family and...
We've just said what a lovely day it was.
Yeah, it was a lovely day.
I was at a wedding on Saturday. I went to two of the Strictly Come Dancing dancers got married.
Oh, right.
And I was sat next to Frankie Bridge and Wayne Bridge.
Wow.
She's super pregnant right now.
Okay, so, I mean, what was the entertainment like for that then? Because that must really be on. Two people from Strictly Come Dancing, you got a Radio 1 DJ in the house.
There was a first dance, which was, like, their first dance, everyone looks forward to it.
Yeah.
It was incredible. But, like, so, you dance all the time.
Yes. Yeah. And what was their first dance? Was it a proper dance, or did they just do the normal kind of just swaying?
Oh, no. It was a proper dance. I don't know what the name of the dance was, but it was well impressive.
They didn't do that thing.
It was a children's choir.
There wasn't someone over the top going, dancing the first dance.
No, that didn't happen. I tell you who also sends their love, Susanna Reid from Good Morning Britain.
Was she there?
Yeah, she was there. And also Mrs. Meaden.
Oh, lovely stuff.
Dragon's Den. Did you see the first one of the new series last night?
Oh, I haven't seen it. How's it gone down?
It's good, it's good. They got two new dragons. It's good, actually. But Mrs. Meaden says hi, sends her love, and wants to know why we haven't called her for a while with any new business opportunities. Don't say that, because we'll be calling you later on this week, probably, Mrs. Mead. Lovely to see you on Saturday. Here's the Vaccines.
Scott Mills Daily.
Vaccines 2020 on BBC Radio 1. Okay, before anyone nerd alerts me, sorry, three new dragons on Dragon's Den last night. Not two, but three. So that's five in total, which I think is a bit much.
It's a bit like when the Sugar Babes kept adding and removing new members, huh?
Yeah.
Who's still on there? So Mrs. Mead.
Mrs. Meaden and Peter Jones are the only ones left. I mean, they do have a lot of lineup changes. Also, over a glass of Prosecco at the weekend, Mrs. Meaden was telling me she only joined in Series 3.
Did she?
Well, I thought she was on since the very beginning of Dragon's Den, but no.
That surprises me.
I know. That's one for your real or no real bank there. Obviously not, like, soon, because we've just announced it, but, like, people will forget. So, Chris is feeling a little bit needy today, and I don't really know why.
Well, okay, well, so one of my best mates, in fact, my best mate, Dougsy, like, we always spend a lot of time together. You know this. I always talk about him.
You do. Well, that's slightly awkward, though, because obviously I would think that I might be in the running for your best mate.
Obviously.
Colleagues now.
No, we're
Things
not.
Have moved on.
No, and, we're not. That's not very nice.
Just seeing each other at work. These days.
No, but listen, I've known Dougsy from a very young age.
Yeah, I'll let you have that.
And I've noticed that he's been quite distant lately. He just doesn't ever seem to be about. He's always at work.
Right.
And then at the weekends, generally, he's got something on. So I thought he might be seeing a girl, you know, he might be seeing someone new.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's the situation. And he's sort of, he takes a while to answer texts.
Right.
You know how it is. Just never. He never seems to be free.
Sometimes best mates do like drift apart a bit. But if they're a real friend, like you'll be able to pick up exactly where you left off. You know, it doesn't matter how many days or months go by.
I agree. In fact, it's since the end of the last football season, when that finished, I noticed he kind of went off the boil a little bit. But that happens, right? That happens. So anyway, I was a bit worried about him because I haven't heard from him the last few days.
Yeah, you just want to make sure he's all right.
Make sure he's okay and that there's nothing on his mind, everything's good with his work and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So thought I'd ring his house phone.
Yeah.
Because he's not picking up the mobile. Rang his house phone, got through to his mum.
Hmm.
Dougsy's not in at the moment because he's gone away on holiday, right? Which I don't think is right. So obviously I'm slightly concerned because I'm thinking, why is he telling his mum he's on holiday? Because he would have told me that he was going on holiday.
Oh.
He would have invited me because obviously we would have done something together, you know, we would have planned something together and gone away on holiday.
And did she say where he's gone?
Well, she said he's gone to the Canary Islands with another one of our friends, Mark. But I just find it a bit odd because to me, that feels like he's gone away with another guy and not told me about it.
Okay. Also, and I've had this before, did you introduce Mark and him?
Well, no, I did because, you know what, we've been friends for years and years and years and years, so I can't quite remember how it first started out. But, I mean, that would be an annoying situation, but I feel that if he has gone on holiday, which I'm not 100% is true, he's gone away with Mark without telling me. He's gone away with another guy.
Yeah. I understand that. Like, because it's your best mate. Why don't we call him?
And what? And the thing is, I don't want to sound pathetic because I know, listen, he should go off and do his own thing. But my only worry is like, I'm willing to let something slide. But if he's now going on holidays...
Yeah, you might be replaced. Know,
that sounds to me very much like I'm being phased out.
Do you remember that friend I had who... met another friend of mine through me, and then they hung out together all the time.
Yes.
That was really annoying,
that,
wasn't it?
That kind of annoyed you. Oh. It's when you started getting invites for something that they were organising together.
Hi, we're doing this together. I introduced you, actually. Right, let's call him. Where's he supposed to be? The Canaries?
Well, she said Canary Islands, right? So I might be causing a fuss for nothing, because I'm sure he would have mentioned that he was going to the Canary Islands with Mark.
Well, let's call him. If it's got an international... dial tone, you'll know, and then just hang up and you'll know he's there. Give me the number, we'll do it after this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mills, do not call the best mate. I can feel this is going to be cringe. Yeah, it might be.
I'm aware this is coming across quite needy as well.
Yeah, but, you know, your best mate does have another friend. Some people are saying man up.
No, I agree.
You probably left the friendship. You let it drift a bit, maybe. I don't know.
It's possible, but you've always said it's best to share these things with you.
Yeah. Okay, so let's... it's Dougsy, isn't it? Let's call
it's Dougsy, yeah.
And if it's an international dial tone, then we'll know that he's with the other man in the Canary Islands. We're ringing it now. Do you know what you're going to say, yeah?
Not really.
Okay, all right. Just feel a bit miffed, don't you?
I'm just surprised if he is.
Oh, not international. Maybe he's still here then.
Hello.
Dougsy?
Hello, mate. How are you?
Starkey. You all right?
Good. You?
I was speaking to your mum. What are you up to at the moment?
I'm on holiday. I'm away with Marcus.
I spoke to your mum. She said that you were in the Canary Islands. Is this true?
Yeah, I've gone away with Marcus for a few days.
Why no ringtone?
What ringtone?
International ringtone. That sounded like you were just in Britain.
I should have been, mate. I'm lying next to a swimming pool in the Canary Islands.
And who are you with?
Marcus.
Why didn't you tell me?
Why being weird about it?
Because it would have been nice to get an invite to go to the Canaries with you.
I'm sure we would have, but it was a bit of a last-minute thing. Marcus and I only decided last week that we were going to do it.
Why Marcus? Why not? Why didn't you tell me about it?
Well, you just didn't spring to mind at the time. Me and Marcus were out having a bit of food, and we decided that we needed a few days in the sun.
So have you thought about me much since you've been there?
Yes.
I think you're lying.
No, we were speaking about you.
Well, yes, tell me what I would have liked.
The sangria.
Yeah?
We were having the sangria last night, and I said to Marcus, you know who would like this sangria? Starkey would like this sangria.
No, I would have liked the sangria. That's the thing. I would have loved it.
I knew you would have
liked
the
sangria. What have you done?
We went on a night out. We've done a lot of sunbathing.
I would have loved a night out with sangria. That would have been... You know I would have loved that. Did you do karaoke?
We haven't been any karaoke at the hotel, but there's certainly been an evening entertainment that, again, we said you maybe have appreciated.
And you didn't do our song with him?
Didn't do your song. There's been no karaoke, and you know I wouldn't do that anyway.
Because you know only I can do that.
I know.
And then when the key change happens, we rise together.
We didn't do any karaoke.
Flying Without Wings is our song. So when are you coming home?
I'm coming home later today.
It annoys me that it's taken a call from your mum to work out that this has been going on.
I wasn't keeping anything from you, Chris. I didn't sneak off. I didn't avoid phone calls. Right. I just, if I'm completely honest, I didn't think, it's going to sound bad, but I didn't think about you before leaving.
All right, well, look, have a nice time and I'll talk to you when you're back.
I'm back tonight. I'll give you a buzz tomorrow.
I'm probably busy.
You're not.
You'll probably forget.
I'll give you a buzz tomorrow. We'll go out for a drink.
All right.
Hi.
Oh, Chris. It is a bit like Smithy off of Gavin and Stacey when they went on their honeymoon.
Not impressed with that.
People are saying that. He's coming back tomorrow. He'll probably give you a ring. Or not. Debut song now from Clean Cut Kid on Radio 1. The sun don't rise like it's supposed to.
You build a wall, you won't let me get close to you.
A lot of people agreeing with you, Chris. Lucy's been on, and also Luke saying, if that was my mate, I would be absolutely livid, especially if I'd introduced them.
I think that's the thing. There's a fair few people who are concerned that their best mate is kind of cheating on them.
Yeah. Chris, get him to send you a picture of him by the pool. To me, he seemed like he'd just woken up from his pit in his house. Max in Norwich says, shame on him. We can go for a drink and banter and make him feel left out.
Nice. Yeah,
oh,
I'm
I like
that.
This, that there's people now
offering,
like Max in Norwich, to make Dougsy jealous. Didn't sound like he was abroad, someone says. But then loads of people are saying that the international dialing tone is now a ho, and it doesn't happen anymore. You know that look, boop, that's off now.
I didn't know that.
Normal one. Yeah, I think so. It's been off for about 6 months. Can anyone check for me, please, if you would, if Zayn Malik is okay, hun?
Oh, what's going on?
Just send quite a tweet to Naughty Boy. Now, is that real or has he been hacked?
Oh, he's on.
Yeah, we need to find this out.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, no. Katie in Anglesey, your friend is not in Magaluf and didn't really get straight in my basket tattooed on his chest after hearing the show last week. No! Also, the international ringtone is still on, apparently. Liam's girlfriend is in Spain right now. He's just texted in to say you were being mugged off by that mate of yours, so-called best friend. BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Coming up, Avicii from Tea in the Park. So many great stories coming in from the weekend. Oi!
What?
What's this you just tweeted me? You fat joke, stop pretending we're friends. No one knows you. Are you okay?
I just thought it seems to be what everyone's up to now after the Zayn Malik thing.
Oh, is that what he said to
Naughty
Boy?
Do you know what? I worry this is a joke that might have backfired.
Because people are like, oh, they've fallen out.
No, I suppose...
Don't go biting the hand that feeds, says someone else.
But I guess that's the problem. If you're not listening to this right now, so obviously Zayn Malik, well, we think has been hacked, but you can't be 100% sure, has tweeted...
Or they've really fallen out.
Has tweeted Naughty Boy saying, you fat joke, stop pretending we're friends. No one knows you.
Thanks for writing that, because people that aren't listening are now like, oh, have I missed something?
So I've tweeted Scott exactly the same, but I worry now it's been misinterpreted.
Yeah. Well, do you want to delete that or do you want to just see what happens?
Let's see what happens.
Okay, well, you can take it back, though, on the radio now.
Oh, I take it. I don't mean a word. It's not my words. It's the words of Zayn Malik.
Okay. But yeah, but tweeted to me. And yeah, those people don't know what's going on now. Sometimes I forget his name's Tim, don't you?
Once again... Thank you so much, Scotland. Thank you so much, Tea in the Park. I hope I see you guys in Ibiza this summer. I love all you guys.
Sounds about 85.
doesn't he?
Long weekend, was it, Tim? That is Avicii. That was good. Someone says, really? Is that live? It sounds just like the recorded version. That's from Jamie, I know. That was live. Avicii from Tea in the Park. So many people had the best weekend of their lives.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many messages coming into Clara this morning. But my personal favourite from Tea in the Park is the video of Nesta McGregor from Newsbeat. Do you remember when we were doing Grimmy's show on Friday? No, Thursday, actually. We spoke to him and he was about to go off on his, his long 5-hour journey to Tea in the Park.
He's a trooper.
He is. It must be awful for him having to go to festivals for free. But you can watch this on the BBC Newsbeat YouTube channel right now and hear what a great time Nesta had. Here's how the report starts.
It's going to be a long weekend.
Come on.
You're a Tea in the Park, man.
It's going to be a long weekend.
I guess that, to be fair to Nesta, some people can do festivals and just for some people, it's just not for them.
So it's pretty obvious that I'm rubbish with mud.
It's on the BBC Newsbeat YouTube channel now. I do urge you to go and watch.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know when we occasionally go through famous' Instagrams and we get the voice of Instagram to describe the photos that we can see and we try and guess who it is? Bit of a Monday afternoon quiz. I love a quiz coming up. You can play along at home or at work. Instagram game is coming. About 2:45 today, not done that for a while. And this is Nothing But Thieves and Trip Switch.
Daily.
What the Moon, Shut Up and Dance, and also Wolf Alice with Bros. It's Scott Mills on Radio 1. I'm such an idiot sometimes.
What have you done?
So all this Zayn Malik stuff is going off on Twitter, right? Between him and Naughty Boy. And thanks for my tweet, by the way, where you've just copied what Zayn Malik has maybe or maybe not said to Naughty Boy, calling me a fat joke. That's getting quite a lot of traction right now on the internet,
the,
isn't it?
The problem is if you need to understand what's going on with the Zayn Malik thing to understand why I'm calling you a fat joke.
Yeah. Whether it is Zayn or not, or whether he's been hacked, I just gave a kiss to Little Mix's Perry Edwards in the green room. She's here right now at Radio 1. Completely forgot to ask her anything that's going on with Zayn if she knows anything. I'm such an idiot. Just get her in now and she might know what's going on.
But that's the strange thing. You then walk from that situation, walk in here and then say it all into a microphone.
She might be, she might be listening. But she might be blissfully unaware of what Zayn is, or his Twitter at least, is saying right now. Do you think maybe he's not left One Direction at all and it's just massive promo for the next album?
Could be.
You don't know, do you?
Oh, that's another theory.
Plot twist. Hi Perry, if you're listening, and feel free to pop in and shed some light on it if you want to. Are you ready for the Instagram game?
Come on then.
Okay, so every now and again on the show, we do a little game. It's perfect for a Monday afternoon if you're at work and trying to look busy. So the voice of Instagram will describe some photos on a famous's Instagram account. From the descriptions, we try and work out who is the famous. Now, all these Instagram descriptions are the same famous person, okay?
Okay.
So it's the same one. Here's your first one today.
A leafy countryside scene. A herd of pale cows are grazing in the sunshine. Early bird filter.
Oh, I love an early bird filter.
It's nice this because we can narrow in on who this person is just by working out these clues. So what have we got here? A countryside scene.
We've got a herd of very pale cows grazing in the sunshine.
So my first thought with this would be Matt Baker from The One Show.
Very countryside based, isn't he?
He's the countryside personified, really.
Or I'm saying Farmer JB from JLS.
Of course, yes, good shout.
Always on the farm.
No, sorry, that's wrong.
What? Okay, give me another clue, please. It's really mouthy, the voice of Instagram sometimes. Clue two, please. You're saying Matt Baker, and I'm saying JB from JLS. Any other thoughts? Jump in on 81199.
A close-up of their hands, showing off an impressive collection of gold rings. No filter.
Yeah, now I'm moving away from Matt Baker.
Matt Baker wouldn't have gold rings.
But sounding more like, perhaps, a rapper.
Yes, but then would that be JB from JLS?
I don't know, I think JB could carry it off.
Yeah, they used to wear chains and rings, didn't they?
We're looking for a blinging farmer.
Yeah, like a ghetto farmer. So I'm sticking with JB.
I think so far it's the best option.
Next clue.
They have their eyes shut, mouth wide open, with a gold microphone in hand. Toaster filter.
Maybe you've already seen these pictures and you know whose Instagram it is. Help us out. Ruben and Kent thinks Eminem. On a farm?
On a farm.
Also, they have their eyes shut, mouth wide open, gold microphone in hand, and there's a toaster filter.
I mean, it conjures up quite an image, this.
I'm thinking some kind of diva now, because why would you have a gold microphone?
It's got to be a singer as well.
I mean, Charlie Sloth, says someone, Adam off of Sheffield. He's not on a farm, is he?
But it could be that they got their eyes shut, the mouth wide open, with the gold microphone. They're still on a farm. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Are we sticking with... Have we got nothing better than JB so far?
I can't think of anything else.
Wow.
Okay, I need another clue.
They are in a squatting position in front of thousands of people. No filter.
No offence to JB, but I'm not sure he can draw that kind of crowd for the singing right now.
Okay, in 2007, maybe. So they're in a squatting position and there are thousands of people, no filter. Who's a celeb that's really into their fitness?
Ellie Goulding.
Good one.
That could be her.
Okay. And she would draw a crowd.
I don't know why she was knocking about on a farm in the earlier Instagram photos, but it's quite possible.
Gold rings, gold microphone.
Yeah, this
possibly
works.
Yeah, this is good. Tom in Guildford and Ollie in his truck saying it's Snoop Dogg. Is it? No, it's not. I'm not having that.
He does. He has a golden microphone.
Does he?
Mm, that's the clue there.
I just think squatting would suggest exercise, so I'm keeping with Ellie Goulding.
One more clue?
Yeah.
They are sat in the voice chair. Sat alongside them is Ricky Martin.
That's true. Loads of people going Glastonbury's at a farm.
True, true. So where's Ricky Martin a judge on The Voice? Because if they're sitting in the big chair, then they must be a judge
Australia.
On The Voice.
Oh, hang on. Gold rings, golden microphones, they're quite diva-like. And sat alongside Ricky Martin.
Natalie Imbruglia?
No, I know who it is. I'm saying Jessie J, because she is a judge on Voice Australia
is
at the moment. Lots of rings. I don't know why she's in the countryside scene. That could be... Does she do Glastonbury?
That could work. Should we go Jessie J?
Let's go Jessie J. Is it Jessie J, voice of Instagram?
That's right. It's Jessie J.
Yeah! All right. A lot of people were guessing Ellie Goulding because Vicky says she's from my hometown of Hereford. It's very country-ish.
What, there wasn't that many people suggesting Jessie J was the right one there.
So we did well, I think. Oh, hang on, a couple coming through. Amy in Cheltenham, and also Wayne and John, all saying Jessie J, but quite last minute. Should we do another one in a minute?
Let's do it.
Let's do another Instagram and the famous people next on BBC Radio 1. So it's all one person, and the voice of Instagram will just describe the pictures to us after Fifth Harmony. Need to shout out Thomas and Josh, and also, who else got it right? Will, on my Twitter, who all said Jessie J for the last one. We're playing the Instagram game. This is the voice of Instagram.
Hello, I'm the voice of Instagram.
And he's about to describe the photos of one famous celebrity. All the photos are from the same account. From the clues, can you work out which celeb this is? We did well getting Jessie J, because the clues were hard, I think. Mm. Okay, next lot. This is all the same person.
A screenshot of an appearance on Graham Norton's talk show. They are sat next to Cara Delevingne and have their feet up on the sofa.
Okay, this could be anyone, really.
They're living the dream.
But you have to be of a certain calibre of celeb to get on Graham Norton, I think. So he would be quite relaxed because they've got their feet up on the sofa, sat next to Cara Delevingne. I reckon... I'm going to say David Beckham.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere. I'm thinking Will Smith.
Okay, yeah, big stars.
Yeah?
Comfortable. Like, so they've done this a lot, so they've just got their feet up on the sofa, they're just lounging, even though they're on Graham Norton, which is a big deal. So you say Will Smith, I say David Beckham.
Let's start there.
Okay, next clue.
They are modelling a high-end fashion range, stood in front of a luxury car. Sierra Filter.
So this is the next picture after the Graham Norton one. They are modelling, it's high-end, stood in front of a luxury car. Could still be Beckham.
Yeah, Will Smith doesn't do this so much, does he? He's not really as known for fashion.
Not really. David Beckham, though. Or it could be a girl.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I'm sort of leaning towards it being a girl.
Yeah?
I can't really explain why. Maybe it's the use of Sierra Filter.
Do you want to guess?
But they wouldn't have another model on Graham Norton, would they? If they've already got Cara Delevingne. They wouldn't have another fashion... Do you know what I mean?
I see. So it's that, like, modelling's not their first job, you mean? I think we need another one.
Yeah.
They are wearing swim shorts. They're on a holiday island. In the background is a swimming pool full of revellers. No filter.
I know. Caroline Flack on Love Island.
Yes. Good shout. Because also, if you're uber, uber famous, like Will Smith, David Beckham-esque, you're not going to have a busy swimming pool, are you, in the background? This sounds to me like, even though they are massively famous, still on package holiday.
Yeah. Chez is agreeing with me, saying Caroline Flack. A lot of people saying Jake Gyllenhaal. Okay. Caroline Flack I'm sticking with. What are you saying?
I think that makes sense so far, doesn't it? They're both on a holiday island. Yes. Yep, fashion island. Range, yes. Could be on Graham Norton, I can see that.
Yep.
Yeah, I think you're spot on.
They are stood on stage, shirtless.
Yes, I think it could be.
No, I know, okay. Let's. That's not Caroline. I mean, she wouldn't go absolutely shirtless.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Why, do you think otherwise?
No. I don't know anything.
No, okay.
So I Well, I'm going to go for a change of tact here. Stood on the stage shirtless. Who's the kind of performer that always you'll see often without a shirt on, say, Tiny Temper?
Yes. Yeah, he often goes skins, doesn't he?
Could be on Graham Norton, into his fashion.
Yes, he does fashion, doesn't he? Holiday Island, I know that he's been playing a lot of, Cavos, and I think Xanti's been doing quite a lot. I need another clue.
They're on stage again, this time with a curly-haired female.
Right, it's got to be.
Although saying that, a few people are saying Lewis Hamilton.
Oh.
So that could work as well.
Yeah.
Big guest.
A lot of people are saying Tiny Temper. But curly-haired female, Jess Glynn.
Is it?
Yeah, she's got curly hair, and I can't think of another... Well, I'm thinking famous. I can't think of another famous with curly hair. Her hair is really curly. So do you think Jess Glynn? Are we going Tiny Temper?
Yep, well, let's go with that.
You're right.
Yes.
It's Tiny Temper.
Whoa. Yes, 2 out of 2 mils.
I don't think we've ever got that on that game.
No, that's made history.
Well done to Amy in Glasgow and Jack and Michelle in the van, and also Jacob and Ellie in Shropshire. So many people got that right. Obviously, they followed Tiny. Another Michelle, also John, Luke delivering parcels, Ross in Cannock, and Matty, who says, Tiny Temper, I got it on the first clue. You lot are useless. Thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So many people still on the way back from Tea in the Park today, like James, Jack and Cal, heading home in an extremely warm car. They've been going about 7 hours now, and they're slightly aching from all the lovely girls they've had on their shoulders to help them try and see the stage all weekend. What a terrible life.
Terrible injury to sustain.
Eminem, Rihanna with The Monster on BBC Radio 1. Also in there, Can't Kick Up The Roots by Neck Deep and Sugar, Maroon 5. Scott Mills here. Greg's on Real or No Real at 3:40 this afternoon. Now, we spoke to her a lot last week, and she kind of became our resident Wimbledon spokesperson. It is Radio 1's Wimbledon ball girl, Emily. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. So many people have been tweeting me over the weekend asking what you got up to and which matches you were on at Wimbledon over the weekend. So tell us.
I did the men's final.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was incredible. It was amazing.
Do you think you got to do the men's final because you were on Radio 1 all last week?
It might have helped. It might have helped, yes.
Do you
but
think?
Also because of our great ability as a team.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't ever doubting that, Emily.
Standard, but that little sprinkle of glitter on top of it, right?
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Celebrity that you have now.
Exactly.
So, men's final, how was it?
So, we were kind of freaking out a little bit because obviously we knew we would be watched by a lot of people. So we kind of walked to centre court and we got ready and we were just thinking when there would be a ball change and stuff like that. And we went on and every seat in centre court was full and the atmosphere was amazing.
What famouses were watching you?
I don't actually know because I was concentrating so much on what was going to be happening. But I think Benedict Cumberbatch was there. Mm. But that's all that I can remember, really. It was just so stressful, just wanting to get everything right and perfect.
Another question that people on Twitter were asking from the weekend. You weren't the girl that famously stacked it and fell over, were you?
No, that was someone else. We did laugh at her a bit. But she came on after me and she was fine. She was fine.
What match was she on people. Then?
That was the men's final, but that was the team that came on after us.
Oh, okay. So, because I just wonder if it was you.
No, it wasn't. That was when play got suspended. And so when play gets suspended, you have to be really, really fast because the court covers run on really quickly. So you have to grab everything really quickly. And I think she was just kind of... it was quite slippy on court, especially as it's getting wet as well.
She slipped.
I'm just looking at the famouses that were watching the final. There's a list here. Yeah. There was loads. So all eyes on you, including Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yes.
Hugh Grant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch, you're right.
Yeah.
Kate Winslet.
Oh, yeah, Kate Winslet was there, yeah.
Some others I'm not sure about. Sacha Baron Cohen, he was there. Lewis Hamilton was meant to be there, but then wasn't allowed in.
Too jazzy.
Too jazzy.
Really too jazzy.
Too jazzy?
Too jazzy, yeah. Apparently he was just wearing, like, a floral shirt and some shorts.
and that is not what they approve of in the Royal Box.
It's got to be a jacket and tie.
Too jazzy.
Hey, listen, it was really nice to meet you at Wimbledon on Friday.
It's been so great to be on.
I know, it's been so good. I know, we've really enjoyed following your journey all the way through to the men's final. Incredible.
Yeah, it was amazing. It's been an amazing 2 weeks. I'm sad that it's over.
I know. Yeah. Are you going to do it next year?
I am, definitely. Well, if I get in.
Right, this time next year then, we'll speak to you.
That'd be great.
Amazing. All right, good to speak to you, Emily. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jack on Twitter says, Mills, you're playing some absolute tunes today. Thank you. That is Tame Impala, Cause I'm a Man, on BBC Radio 1. Really nice sound to it. Hey, you see that tweet that you put up about me earlier?
Yeah.
Which was a copycat of the one that's come from Zayn Malik's Twitter account to Naughty Boy. Can you maybe take it down now?
Do you want it gone?
I think so.
Are you worried that people aren't seeing the context of it?
If they're not listening to the show, they think that we have a fallout, and it's far from it.
So I've tweeted you saying, you fat joke, stop pretending we're friends, no one knows you. Which are the exact words that Zayn Malik's tweeted.
Well, we don't know whether it is him, but tweeted it. Have you seen that some of the directioners have wasted no time in getting the tweet printed off and framed? That's happening. People have got it in their rooms already, framed, the moment that Zayn tweeted Naughty Boy. We don't know whether it's him.
But why wouldn't you take it down by now? There must be people around him that are calling him or just saying, like, come on.
Take the tweet down. If you've been hacked by now, like, he's got a massive team around him, surely. They would have been able to sort it out and get rid of it.
Yeah, it's all trending around the world. I think, why doesn't he just take it down? Unless he's on a plane or something and he's not seeing it.
Possibly, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yeah. Anyone else for a glass? Greg, do you want in?
Yeah, I'll have a little thimbleful.
Oh, hello.
Going straight in my basket.
Straight in my basket, and now there's three of us. That was Snoop Dogg and Stevie Wonder and California Roll. California Roll on Radio 1.
Is it like California King Bed from Rihanna? That's not a Who.
It's not her best song, is it, that? Oof.
California King Bed?
No.
Not percent finance on a California King Bed until Monday.
Even Rihanna does some stinkers sometimes.
You have to, though.
Of course.
To enjoy the rainbow, you've got to pile up with the rain.
That's right. Hey, I'm excited about your thing that's going on BBC iPlayer later.
Yes. Yeah, tonight.
It's called Dead Air, right?
It's called Dead Air.
Now, here's the thing. It's based upon your experiences of being a radio DJ.
Sort of.
And you wrote it.
Yeah.
It's a comedy.
Yeah. It's a fictional world, but it's definitely a radio station.
You can tell us now, are we going to watch it and go, right, he's based that on me? Oh, no.
No, there's no Scott Mills character.
Oh, no.
But
is there a character that isn't called Scott Mills, but is dangerously similar to Scott Mills?
Steve Miles. No, there isn't.
As I saw this was on tonight, I was like, okay, I feel a bit nervous.
It's, I don't want to say too much about it because I quite want people just to watch it.
I can't wait.
I just want you to watch it and sort of draw your own conclusions. There's bits of everything. There's bits of everyone in it. There's bits of everything.
And there will be people the characters that I recognise.
Maybe.
Okay,
I don't
cool.
know. I think there'll be traits or conversations that you might have heard.
I'm looking forward to
Or things that... It's not really about anything particular, but it is set in a radio station.
Yeah. And you must have loved doing this.
It was amazing. I had to make all the jingles and stuff as well for it. It's fake. These two fake radio stations. So it's not in the BBC. It's not like W1A. It's a completely different thing to that. So yeah, it's a fictional world. But I hope you like it.
Radio 1 DJ and comedy writer Greg James there. That's very excited. Dead Air's on tonight on BBC iPlayer.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, let's play Real or No Real.
One of the most popular features at this weekend's Tea in the Park was a face painting stand run by Radio 1's Gemma Kearney.
I don't know if she was at Tea in the Park. This is the only thing that would make me think it's not real, but otherwise all signs point to real.
Well, she's quite an entrepreneur in that sense. She would be there doing her face painting, getting in some money for that, I'm sure.
And Gemma's is a brilliant person to have around. Do you know this? Gemma Kearney is the most positive person of all time.
Very positive.
She did an amazing thing a few weeks ago where she painted a bridge in London the colours of the rainbow. To make the commuters happy on a Monday.
Oh.
It was like, love Mondays. There's pictures of it all over the internet. It was amazing. Mm. So she loves spreading goodwill, which is my point. Therefore, I feel like this is the sort of thing she'd do at a festival.
Oh, okay. So is this her gimmick at the moment? She's painting everything that she can. Bit faces, like, bridges.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a gimmick, but if it's a bit like Taylor Swift just being really kind.
Yeah.
Publicly. She's just spreading some happiness. It's a bit like those people that give out free hugs. They make you feel better.
Mm.
So is Gemma Kearney doing the face painting stand at the weekend's Tea in the Park festival? Real or no, real?
I don't know if she's running the stand.
No, but I think by the sounds of it, then she's doing face paint, she's cheering people up, she's lobbing out the face paint.
I think she might put in a shift.
Okay, real then.
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh. No, but you can so imagine it, can't you? I really can. Cheering up the punters there in the mud. And next,
Hitmaker and One Republic frontman Ryan Tedder tweets radio stations to request songs that he's written.
Absolutely.
But that's, to be fair to Ryan, that is true. That's most songs.
Yeah.
He's written a lot of good songs.
Does he just text in? He's probably texted into Radio 1 going, hey, you should play Counting Stars. That's a good one.
But also he writes for everyone else, doesn't he? So he's written a few Adele songs and he's written some Leona Lewis stuff. He's written, he wrote Bleeding Love, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Hello, can I have Ghost by Ira Henderson, please? Love, Ryan.
he wrote Ghost, didn't he?
Yeah.
So does he always do it under his name? Oh yeah, it's Twitter, so he must be under his name.
Did you caught out someone, didn't you, once? You caught a pop star out. Who tweeted or texted in?
It wasn't me, it was Matt Edmondson. He caught out one of the Hoziers.
There's another one. There was Harry McFly did it as well.
Did he?
Yeah, Harry from McFly texted years ago saying,
I think you're right,
It was me, or Matt.
It could have been you.
The Hoziers is definitely true.
But
there was a McFly. I think it was Harry.
Well, look, the fact is, pop stars definitely text into Radio 1.
But wouldn't I? I would.
If I had a song out, I'd be like, do you want to play that?
Yeah.
But I would do it on the 81199 number so people couldn't recognise my number. Otherwise, if you tweet from the official Ryan Tedder account with blue tick, that looks a bit rubbish.
If I was one of Ryan Tedder's friends, I would definitely break into his Twitter and do that. Just to really embarrass.
Real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Here's an example from the One Republic Twitter. So, just landed in London. Hey, Radio 1, love the Lost Frequencies cover. Would love to hear Wings by Official Birdie.
Did he write that?
It's one of yours, Ryan.
Why did he do that one?
That's brilliant.
So that one is real. And next.
Towels from the recently concluded Wimbledon Championships are set to be refashioned into designer handbags.
Oh. They are the must-have gift, though, aren't they, at the All England Club? How was it on Friday, by the way?
Oh, it was so good.
How did your short suit go down?
It went down. It's quite jazzy. It was fine. I didn't feel that comfortable. People seem to like the shorts jacket combo.
I'm sorry, but on Twitter and Instagram, it was getting, because I was putting quite a few pictures up, it was getting a lot of love and a lot of boys as well going, where can I get that suit?
As
still his style.
As it should be.
I was in the Hoop of, not the Hoop of Horror, I would have been the opposite page then. You know, in those magazines where half the page are people who do fashion right and half the people are doing fashion wrong.
Yeah, you'd have been getting the ticks.
Like, you were the ticks. Yeah,
sweet.
Yeah. Unlike Lewis Hamilton yesterday.
Oh no, cross.
Ooh, nasty blouse.
Oh dear.
Blouse. Nasty blouse.
Oh, what a weird blouse.
Anyway, so are they making the towels into designer handbags? I hope they've given him a hot wash first.
Yeah.
Not the actual towels, though.
You don't want sweaty bags.
You don't, do you?
It won't be the actual towels.
Yeah,
they'll use the design. No, they use the design.
But it's
towels from the recently
actual
Wimbledon
towels.
Oh, right, fine. Well, I hope they wash them first, as you said. Yeah, I think this is real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh, you're both having a real problem deciphering which one's real and not today, aren't you? Getting caught out on the no reels there. And finally,
during a recent gig in Poland, Sound of 2015 winners Years and Years were pelted with pretzels.
It could be worse.
That might be a sign of respect there.
Yeah.
It could be worse. Look at, some festivals, people get people get pelted with all sorts, don't they?
Mm. Oh, yeah, bottles of the stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about wee.
No.
just imagine how hard that is to make, by the way.
But, I mean, pretzels, is that what they throw in Poland if they're not keen?
Shout out
or maybe...
Oh, keen.
Maybe it's a sign of, like, yes, we like you. We're going to throw you some pretzels. Catch it in your mouth. Go on, Ollie.
Maybe, but, I mean, they are quite thin. Maybe they just thought they needed a good old feed.
Mm.
Yes, maybe it's the equivalent of underwear in... That's a bit who now, isn't it?
Throwing underwear.
Yeah.
Don't throw underwear because they think you need new underwear. They throw underwear because it's a sign that it's like, oh, yeah, just take me underwear.
Throwing underwear is massive who and also weird.
Have you ever had a pair of bloomers?
I have, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
Look how disgusted he is, isn't it?
What did you do? Did it land on the deck?
I flicked them away from my nose at once.
Have you had any bloomers thrown?
No, I wouldn't get that. Greg?
Not that kind of crowd, Greg.
No.
So, during a recent gig in Poland, years and years, were pelted with pretzels. It's a weird thing to throw. Yes?
But I can see this happen. I'm going to say real.
Unwanted. No real.
That one is real.
Oh, yes.
Terrible. What was the reason?
Nobody knows.
Oh.
If you're from Poland and you've thrown pretzels at a festival before, can you tell us why?
And at the end of that round of real or no real, it's very low scoring, very low scoring. I got 10, Greg got 10.
Oh, that's a poor start.
Oh, love.
Sorry about that.
Poor start to the week, but we'll improve. Yeah. What's on today, please?
Today, we have a star caller and also we have the all-new official chart update.
Half five, innit?
Let's embrace the change because it's all switched around. So the midweek chart is now Monday.
But that's not midweek, though.
No, but in terms of the chart,
call it midweek anymore.
Okay. No, it's the official chart update. And we'll find out what you've all been buying over the weekend and see what could be number one this coming Friday.
Those are Monday's best bits. Come and join us tomorrow at 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Connor Maynard is playing bingo at 1:45.